Well, we're still here, so let's talk about it.
So lately I've been talking about the advance directive and the healthcare agent and the proxy, all of those things and how important they are. We've talked in previous seasons about the importance of being a good listener. I keep talking about how you need to not make it about you and to not shut off a conversation by using certain phrases or saying, yes, I have that problem too, when someone is trying to share something very important or serious about themselves. That's all true. But you might have thought, as you were listening, I certainly have as I've been listening back to the episodes, what about me though? When do I get to talk about my wishes? I'm learning to be a great listener and I appreciate that. But what about me? When do I get to be heard? I'm going to tell you, you get to be heard when you fill out that advance directive and you speak to your healthcare agent and you talk to your friends about the importance of having the advance directive. You can talk about your wishes with them, about how you came to make the decisions that you have, how you came to choose the healthcare agents that you did. And you have the reasonable right to expect that they are going to listen. And how can you set that up? Pretty much by saying, I have some really important things that I need to share with you. It's been on my heart for a while. I'm not getting any younger. I want to share with you about some wishes that I have for my end of life or decisions that I have made about should I be found incapacitated or unable to communicate. I really need you to sit with me and hear me. The more that I'm learning about this stuff, the less fearful I've become. And I think it could help you too, loved one. Can you sit with me, please, for a little while? And hopefully, the trusting people in your life and those you really care about you enough to give you that space. It doesn't have to be very long. If you've already written these things down ahead of time, it makes it a little easier to have the conversation. We're coming up on the National Healthcare Decision Day. That's April 16th. People are talking about it. My LinkedIn profile pretty much talks only about that right now, but that's because I'm in that space. I also volunteer for a hospice, so we talk about it too. It is my life's work, which I didn't expect to say ever, but it has become that. It's been that for a long time. I just didn't acknowledge it. You can imagine that I'll be talking about it at my death doula cafe or my death cafe or the death cafe that I attend as a visitor. It's important. So when you get your chance, be as clear as you can. It's okay if it feels awkward. You can set it up. Maybe put some tea and cookies on the table when you have this conversation. Tell your people that you love them, how important they are to you, and why you feel that you need to have this discussion. It's okay. And yes, it may feel a little awkward, but awkward is something we can get over. Fall into unconsciousness or a comatose state or at some point incommunicable and not know what you want is really scary for your family members. So why not tell them ahead of time so that if they have to see you in the hospital or they do come upon you in your home, they'll know exactly the decisions that you made because you will have had this discussion already. Wouldn't you want that for your loved ones? I'm sure you'd want it if you were the one walking in on someone that you cared about in such a devastating position. Remember, these are the decisions that you have made. They are just going to know them because you talked about them, and then they're going to advocate for you if you are unable to advocate for yourself. I hope that you find this helpful today. It's a little short reminder that yes, you get to be heard too, just as you have been learning to be a good listener yourself. I'm real glad that you're here today. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sure glad you were with me today. Talking about death and dying is hard enough. As we go forward, talking about death and dying and all the topics about end of life, conversations, the people that we love, people we want to know better, let's just keep learning together. And if there's something that you want to learn more about, you can drop me an email. My address is Kathy@whilewerestillhere.com. The website is whilewerestillhere.com, and The podcast is, you guessed it, While We're Still Here. So lots of ways to reach out, lots of ways to dig in and learn about talking to those people that we love while they're still here to have a conversation. Think about that. And until next time, folks, take care.